curious explorers get ready to embark on a remarkable journey with random ventures of an indie traveler. Your passport to captivating tales and intriguing facts about some fascinating destinations, guided by your host, Casey. Don't forget to keep an ear out for those special episodes where we dive into the enchanting realm of cryptids and legends based on these locations. Join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more to satisfy your wanderlust. Now here is the host of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler, Casey.
Aloha, adventurous, awesome souls. Last week we talked about Lanikai, Hawaii, which is such an incredible place. And if you missed that episode, go ahead and check it out if you want, of course. Don't let me tell you what to do. Anyways.
Mythical creature and legend alert.
Get ready to dive into the mystical world of the Menehune. Similar to elves, but they are powerhouses. And it's a deeply embedded story that's part of the Hawaiian folklore. We're about to unravel the secrets and fun tales of these legendary beings. Grab your leis and let's go. It's Menehune Mania time. So way before the Hawaiians were doing the hula, the Menehune were the OG inhabitants of the islands. Some legends even suggest they were Hawaiian pioneers, navigating the seas with the precision of a GPS-wielding wizard. Of course, GPS did not exist back then, but anyways, do you believe it? Menehune, the ancient mariners. Now let's talk Menehune style. These little folks were extreme powerhouses, as mentioned, standing at a mighty 1 to 3 feet tall. That's right, the Menehune may be small, but they've got the heart of a titan and the mighty agility of a ninja. Think garden gnome meets ninja warrior. Or maybe an elf. But anyways, that's a Menehune for ya. As for their looks, picture maybe a stocky build, mischievous grin, and eyes that gleam like they're plotting the next epic construction project. So, fun question for you. If you were a Menehune, what would be your preferred construction project? A magical treehouse in the heart of the rainforest. B, an underwater castle beneath the crystal clear waves. C, a hidden cave filled with treasure and surprises. Or D, a floating island in the sky with breathtaking views. I would say it'd be amazing to have an underwater castle, and that would go so well with the whole Hawaiian theme. I mean, being underwater and all, and just having an incredible castle under the ocean that maybe could be like a hotel that people can stay at. That would be super awesome. I love that idea. Any ideas on your end, listeners? You can definitely feel free to email me at randomindytraveler@gmail.com. Now let's somersault into their epic superhero skills. The Menehune are the Marvel Avengers of construction. So picture fish ponds, temples, and the legendary Menehune ditch on Kauai, all in a night's work. Also, there's another legend where the mighty Menehune were pulling off all-nighters. That definitely sounds a lot like my mom when she was doing a lot of construction projects of her own. She would do all-nighters all the time, just staying up late, working on building this beautiful structure. Yeah, she was pretty good at that, so maybe she's part Menehune. You never know. She loves Hawaii. I just might have to ask her about that. Anyways, during these all-nighters, the Menehune were doing things like building structures such as the Alekoko fish pond on Kauai. So this is like around 1,000-year-old masterpiece that was crafted in the dead of night. Passing stones hand-to-hand like they're playing a ninja game of hot potato. I can just imagine that, whether that's what it was like or not. It's just fun to use the old imagination from time to time. They can build any of these faster than you can say aloha. These guys and gals are the original nocturnal contractors, working under the moonlight like enchanted builders on turbo mode. But they weren't to be watched. Their nighttime tinkering was meant to be kept secret, as they worked in the shadows of the night. There were some royal siblings, thinking they were slick. They tried to sneak a peek at these nighttime builders. The sun had other plans, though. At sunrise, boom! The Menehune caught them in the act, and get this, turned them into twin stone pillars that still stand tall today, keeping watch over that very fish pond. Imagine being the royal siblings who just wanted to see the midnight construction show, and now they're stone cold spectators forever. It's like Menahune magic meets island drama, and the sun played the ultimate spoiler in this story. The Menahune avoid human contact like a cat avoids water. If you ever spot them, consider it a rare sighting and hope that they don't see you. Anyways, they are known to vanish deep into the forests or mountains without a hint of any trace that they were even there. All right, time for another quick question break, because of course we don't have ads yet. So, what's the Menahune's favorite tool? What do you think? A, a miniature jackhammer. B, an elf-sized cement mixer. C, a pocket-sized trowel. Or D, a magic wand. What would you say? I'm very curious to hear anybody's thoughts. I've had crickets and I love any sort of interaction that's positive. So yeah, definitely let me know what your thoughts are. I would love to hear them. My personal answer, I think it would be a little cement mixer, because I think that would be cute to see. And I would love to see them in their action at night. Of course, it's forbidden, so maybe not, because I don't want to be a forever pillar. Though I guess Hawaii is paradise, so at least I'd be in a beautiful place all the time. There could definitely be worse things, right? Alright, so back to the legends. Have you ever heard of the Menahune Ditch on Kauai? Yeah. The one I mentioned a couple minutes ago, so hopefully you've heard of it. But anyway, rumor has it that they whipped this engineering marvel up in just one night. It's like one day there's nothing, and then the next there is this incredibly beautiful masterpiece. Forget about your weekend DIY projects. The Menahune are the ultimate DIY dream team. And speaking of DIY dreams, various fish ponds and temples across the islands are said to be the brainchildren of these tiny titans. Imagine waking up to a brand new fish pond in your backyard. That's the Menahune magic for you. These mythical legends are pretty much the ghosts of construction past. They were like the great, great, great times, like 50, grandparents of the construction world as we know it. Hats off to these beings, seriously. Imagine if construction today worked that way, where overnight, huge projects would be complete, and we wouldn't have to wait in our car during those fun summers of road construction. Oh, just imagine. How wonderful would that be? Now here's the cool part. Some legends see them as nature's guardians, protecting the land and its resources. They're like these awesome superheroes of the environment, ensuring Hawaii stays as pristine as their freshly built fish ponds. You know, it's really cool because these Menahune beings have some really interesting legends. I'm going to tell you another one, and I am so sorry if I butcher any of these Hawaiian words coming up in this one. I tried to look up Hawaiian pronunciation and found a little guide that was helpful, and I hope that it's at least very close to the original. So now that that's out of the way, as legend has it, in Ainahu, on the north side of Haleakala Crater, Maui, three extraordinary Menahune, Ha'alulu, Malawa, and Eleu, added more enchantment to the mix. Ha'alulu, the shivering wonder, would vanish into thin air whenever he trembled, making him the invisible messenger of the Menahune clan. Eleu, the nimble sprite, moved so fast that he disappeared from sight, leaving everyone in awe of his lightning-quick magic. And then there's Malawa, the supposed lazy one, who secretly performed good deeds while appearing to nap, proving that even the laziest among us can have a heart of gold and do some really incredible things. So hey, if you or your friends or family or anyone you know are lazy, then you could be one incredible person. And I mean, I have my lazy moments. And overall, I feel like I'm a pretty decent person. At least I really hope so. I do try my best, though of course nobody's perfect. We all have our flaws and, you know, whatever. But it's all good. We can all have that lazy bit inside us, and we all are incredible in our own ways. One last fun question for you. So what would be the Menahune's favorite island treat to enjoy after a night of hard work? A, pineapple-shaped chocolates. B, coconut-flavored ice cream. C, mango-infused tropical smoothies. Or D, guava-filled pastries from a hidden bakery. Ooh, I'm very intrigued by the guava-filled pastries. I actually got to try some from an amazing Cuban place up in Denver recently, and they were so incredible. It became like one of my new favorite things, though who knows if I'll ever go there again, but it was so awesome. So it's kind of a hidden bakery for me, and I feel like that would be really cool. A hidden bakery with some amazing treats? Count me in. Where do I sign up? Today, the Menehune continue to weave their enchanting spell on Hawaii. They're not just legends, they're living myths, celebrated in cultural events and stories that have us all captivated. So next time you're in Hawaii, keep an eye out for those mischievous grins and elf-sized footprints on those beautiful sandy beaches. You never know, the Menehune might just be crafting their next masterpiece under the moonlit sky. If you would like to answer the fun questions you've heard on this podcast, or share some fun or interesting stories about your own adventures or mythical creatures and legends, please feel free to email me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com, and your story just might be featured on a future episode. Also, if you listen on Spotify, you can answer some of the questions right there. Just go to the episode and you'll see. Be sure to check out the freebie in the description for some fantastic travel tips. Plus, I'm so thrilled to share details about my newly released coloring book, Marvelous Mythical Creatures by Casey Morrow. And it's now available on Amazon, so you can definitely check it out. To help you out, I've put the link in the description for you. And that's a wrap for today's episode, my awesome listeners. Until next time, keep the Aloha spirit alive, and may your adventures be as epic as a Menehune construction project. Keep enjoying your adventures, stay safe out there, and be mindful of the mysteries that might be hiding in unexplained corners of our intriguing, amazing world. A huge thanks to my awesome sister Tessa for sharing her amazing monster voice with us, Kevin McLeod and all good folks for their fantastic music, and Dream AI for the beautiful cover photo of this episode. Also thanks to Zapsplat for the fun sound effects. Aloha, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring, keep dreaming, and as always, stay curious. Safe travels, my friends.